Haywire,
a new generation of storytellers.
Mesa, Ocean Shores, New South Wales, Bundjalung Country.
I always knew I wanted to create something original, something honouring my Pacific Islander heritage. But growing up in Australia, I lived far from my island and culture. As I got older, I became more curious. So, in my last year of high school, using my drama class, I found a way to reunite with my ethnic background.
For the Solomon Islands, water is everything. The center, giver, taker, creator and destroyer, it revolves around us. Because we are saltwater people.
I remember being told stories about my great-grandfather from the Solomon Islands, who fought in the Second World War. He had become an almost mythic figure in my family, feared by many. His story became the inspiration for my Year 12 drama monologue. At first, I struggled to put pen to paper. I wanted to write something powerful, but I was scared of getting it wrong. I started falling behind in class and staying back at school. Finally, I reached out to a relative online who was a custom man living in the Solomon Islands. I told Uncle Natty my story about falling behind in class, my hesitance to portray this culturally sensitive piece, and my drive to learn more about my history. His words were, and I quote, "Let Mesa stand as evidence of the great ancestor." After that message, my approach to the story shifted. Using his line, I quoted him into my monologue and began playing the story as if I were my great-grandfather. I tied mythical legends into a World War II setting, linking ocean metaphors and themes of sorcery behind cultural beliefs like black magic.
Although we don't speak of the dead, there is one story that we accept. One story which describes the man who saved us from war. World War II. And I stand as evidence of the great ancestors.
The piece was selected for a state showcase. This year, I travelled to the Solomon Islands with my family. I had only been there once before, when I was about 10. It was surreal being in the place I had written about. After the first week, my dad encouraged me to approach a local theatre company, asking to perform my drama piece. A few days later, I was on stage in front of the Dreamcast theatre group and my extended family. It was terrifying. Far more scary than when I performed to a crowd of 700 in Sydney. But through the support of my family and audience, the performance made me realise how important storytelling is to Solomon Islander culture and to me. And even though I live thousands of kilometres away, storytelling will always be a way for me to connect back to my Pacific Islander heritage.
abc.net.au/haywire